The one thing that's not scored as a toxicity is the fact that frequently we have HER2-positive patients who we treat with anthracycline-based therapy in anticipation of ACT plus H and never get the T plus H because of the fact that they get LVF drops.
Right.
And there, I think, it's a greater negative when that happens than some of the other things that happen, because now you're denying a potentially active drug for a woman who might benefit from it because you force the agenda with the anthracycline. And that's not infrequent. That happens between 3% and 5% of the time in all the studies that were looked at.
And I guess it's more frequent in older people.
Yes.
Although we don't know what happens, I guess, once you wait a little while and repeat the ejection fraction, and do they actually end up getting trastuzumab?
We don't know. The problem has been is once the doctor sees that, they're loath to go ahead and take the risk because of the issues of potentially medical, legal, et cetera.
Right.